Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick, it's a pleasure to see you, but I've got to say, this has been one heck of a week, and we couldn't have planned the topic that we're going to talk about better, because tonight is a big, big night. It's Furball, which is a huge event here in the Mid-Michigan area.
And we certainly have a lot of local newsworthy stories that kind of bring to purpose why we have a furball event.
Well, we sure do, and we're going to get into that right after we talk about it. But this is such a fun event that let's just celebrate in the fun of it. And we have with us in the studio as a returning guest, The CEO and the president of the Capital Area Humane Society, Julia Palmer. Welcome back to the show, Julia.
Thank you. Great to be here as always. Good morning.
It's our pleasure to have you here. Julia, why don't you share with the listeners, if any of them have been in a cave and just haven't heard about Furball, why don't you share with them what a great event this is?
I would love to. Well, it's the 9th annual Furball this evening at Eagle Eye. So it is just a fabulous event. It is a formal affair. So I would encourage people, if you haven't got your tickets, you can still make it out tonight. We'd love to have you. And it's a great event where you can actually bring your dog with you if we know they're coming. They enjoy time in the dog spa, getting massages and a special meal cooked for just for the dogs. While their owners enjoy a formal meal, an auction, dancing. It's a great event. I just can't say enough.
Interesting. And how many people typically show up to an event like this?
Well, we're looking at about 400 attendees this year. So it should be almost a record year for us in terms of the number of people coming out to support the animals tonight.
Wow. And they're not 400 dogs, are there?
Well, there's only about 50 dogs in the dog spa. We always fill to capacity in the dog spa. People love bringing their dogs to this event. Unfortunately, just the size of the venue we're at, We can only fit so many dogs in one room. And I think the dogs are likely to take over this event in a few years. We might need to figure out how to bring more dogs in, because that is very popular to bring your dog with you.
Oh, I would imagine so.
And I'll mention, because I was there last year, and it's been a few years prior to that, and you've really changed it to be quite the production, quite the entertainment. The one thing I would mention to those that are picking out their, straightening their tucks right now, maybe picking it up from the dry cleaners right now, because I know there's a lot of listeners. We have a skewed audience towards your favor. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably preparing right now. What they're preparing for, if nothing else, when you first walk in, is just the endless number. I could not imagine how many donations of items for auction that you have there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We have tremendous community support, and we solicit items from different businesses in the community, and it's just the outpouring is just heartwarming for us. We have hundreds of auction items, a live auction, and then about 200 basketed or collected items on the tables as well that people can bid on. So obviously that provides a lot of revenue for the animals at the shelter, and we're always just really touched. People love giving to the cause. People love supporting the animals in our community, and we never have any problem when we ask getting great donations from folks in the community.
So when you're picking out either that suit, make sure there's a nice back pocket for a wallet, or don't forget to find that fashionable purse to kind of jam your credit card into, right?
You know,
and you do take credit cards.
We do. Certainly there's something for everyone in this
auction. There is.
Our live auction has everything from sporting opportunities to travel opportunities. So it's fantastic. And no matter what your tastes are, you're going to find something at our auction that's going to be something you're going to want to bid on for sure.
Absolutely. I was compelled to do that last time, and
well,
that was
good.
just to bid on the opportunity to bid, if I remember correctly. It was kind of, you just get caught up in the whole energy of it. And so anybody that's going out there tonight, just be prepared and juiced up.
Yep, it's great. We're having a Mardi Gras theme this year, so really encouraging people to embrace that theme. Get out your masks. There'll be beads and lots of fare that's surrounding Mardi Gras just to celebrate. It's called Mardi Paw, actually. But we're playing off that, and we're having a lot of fun with the theme this year. It should be a celebration.
I know Soul Dance has been always a big participant in this
whole
event.
Yep.
Who are the major sponsors of this event?
Well, Soldens is a signature sponsor for the event, and we also have Rich and Tracy Johnson, who are also signature sponsors, and then there's just too many to mention in terms of sponsorships that come. Just tremendous support. The businesses have stepped forward. It's heartwarming in tough times that the businesses are still saying this is important to us.
Now, how long have you been with the Humane Society?
This is my 14th year.
And you've done the Furball on a regular, consistent basis.
We have. It used to be called the Valentine's Dinner Dance. It was a much different event before we started the Furball 9 years ago. So it was still a dance and a formal event, but it's really morphed, as you mentioned, into something that's pretty grand. Yeah. I think it's a big event. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it.
Tell us, you know, from your perspective, what are you most proud of in this big celebration?
Well, I think the proudest moment for me at the Furball is just the energy that comes from people that love pets and who care about what we're doing and who want to be a part of what we're doing. The community is so supportive and concerned about animal welfare. And I think when you get all those people in the room and the energy that they bring showing their support, it really touches us as a staff and reminds us that we're not alone in the fight, that there are so many people that want to help us do the good work we do.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it is a fight, I think, is the right word use to describe it, because the challenge that you face when it comes to all of the cats and all of the dogs that end up in your shelter and needing to be cared for, it's a Herculean task
incredible.
Take care of them. So, and Rick, we're going to continue this conversation right after the break with Julia, and we're going to talk about the topic of adoption and specifically the issue that's taking place this week with all of these animals from Allegan County that have come over. So it's going to be a very interesting conversation. So let's take a break and we'll come back with this conversation right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.